Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game many times bad and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am Bumpin' John. This is Thomas the King and Spicy Chicken Mason. And we played...
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that impossible or bacon, Whopper, any Whopper my way. You rule your season today at BK, have it your way. You
rule! Big Bumpin' for the Xbox.
Yay!
Folks, I want to put something in retrospect for you. On the date that we are recording this, I'll just date it right away, April 11th, 2024, CinemaCon is going on.
It is.
And there is so much cool shit that's dropping, so much shit we could be talking about. We're talking about big motherfucking asshole Bumpin'.
There's a really interesting, like, sort of unspoken indicator about, like, how interesting and how much of a conversation we're actually going to have about the game, and that is how long our conversation before hitting record is. And it was a long one, and it was not about this game.
That is... Yeah, this is my game. If anybody's listened to our Sneak King episode or even our guest appearances over on the Homes Room podcast when we did a fun little Christmas countdown for our games,
yeah.
I have an affinity for the Burger King video games. Now, most of that stems from Sneak King. Legitimately, most of that stems from Sneak King. But the other games...
Guys...
This is the best reviewed of the Burger King games from 2006. It ain't my best one.
No.
It's mine, but also I did not get as into Sneak King.
Yeah. As you guys. Sneak King is kind of like that weird like experience, and if you like really, really, you know, and get into it, you're gonna really enjoy it. A lot of people didn't enjoy it because it is very simple and dumb. There's something. It's not a good game. No one's gonna ever say Sneak King is a good game, but. You can have fun with it in certain ways. This game is...
There's one fun mode.
There was. And we did have a decent amount of fun with the one mode. It's a party game where you're in bumper cars.
Game where you're in bumper cars, all right.
And there are four or five modes.
From worst to best, hockey sucked.
Really did, which we were legitimately. Mason was like, "Oh, we should do hockey," and it's air hockey, and these controls are not good for air hockey. Like I think better controls.
Yeah, but, better controls. Yeah. Then there was stow the puck or whatever it was.
Yeah,
where you just had to hold the puck.
Yeah, you had to bump it. It lit up, and whoever had the longest amount of time won. The controls still were bad, but that game just was boring. That was my biggest thing. It just didn't...
There was the electro charge one, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The one where you have to go, where you have to run this course, get a charge of electricity, and then come back.
Honestly, like, it's not the worst because of the controls, but that was my least favorite of the games.
Your least favorite.
Like, it's not the worst. Hockey is the worst of them. But my least favorite was that one.
That one was so up to... It was there was a lot more luck involved with that one because the charge can be anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and depending on how close you are to the one that is, how close you are in relative to where the how close the other people are to the one that lights up, it's not fun. It's just not fun.
No,
I never said these were all good. These are worst to best.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then there was. Last Man Standing, which was just bumper cars.
Yeah, it's just bumper cars, which good, the bumper car game had bumper cars. It's just that there's a Mario Party minigame that is the exact same. I think it's from Mario Party 2 or 3, where you're on the little balls, roll it around.
Two.
I think it's 2, roll it around, and
I
you
think
have
one
a circle.
And two. I think
it it's might
two.
Be. Oh, there have been different variations of it in multiple Mario Party games. That's all it is. It was fine, and again, we could sit and play that one a couple of times and find a little bit of enjoyment in it, but yeah.
And it's also Blessed Relief, the shortest of the games.
And Shock Drone, which was the best one.
Mm-hmm. Which yeah. legitimately was fun. Legitimately,
it's basically keep away.
Mm-hmm.
It's your tag, rather. It's you tag someone, they keep the electricity on them as it slowly counts down. If the timer's down when they have the electricity, they blow the fuck up.
Which would be a really fun, like, actually, if you took that idea with a game and you had, like, a grenade or whatever, like a sticky grenade from like Halo, and you stuck it in some like tag on it, but the ending person blows up.
It's like a really sadistic version of tag.
Yeah.
Hey, tag, you're it.
Yeah. But that was the only mini game that we legitimately like laughed and had fun with. And
yeah.
And yeah. later on, it was fun. It was goofy. And it had some, it was the only one that were like, oh, this has like, some development to it. Some
there's actually, yeah. I think one of us said like, oh, there's game in this game.
It was you.
Was it me?
Mason busy pat himself on the back. Look at this great quote we had. I wonder who it was. Anyone else? Oh, it was me.
No, I legitimately forgot I said that. You know me. I got the memory of a friggin' goldfish. It's a miracle that I remembered that we were recording tonight.
Who are you anyway?
Who are you people? Where am I?
How did I get here? Who am I? But yeah, we talked about when we played Sneak King, we talked about how basic the UI, how basic the menus, everything was. It was just like click and you're playing. And again, I'm not saying it was good in that game. Legitimately, it was just like, oh, okay, whatever, it's fine. It actually is even more annoying in this game because it gives the illusion of extra stuff, and then you click on, you're like, oh cool, I can change the color of my character. Oh look, I can repick my cart. Oh look, I can do a tournament.
What's a tournament? It's three games.
We've played games like this before that are like the bare minimum of what you can consider a game, and I think this game comes out looking worse than most of them because it tries to act like it's trying when it's not.
I mean, I will give this Blitz Games and King Games, the studios behind it, did make three games all at once that were meant for the Xbox Arcade. They weren't intending physical releases until Burger King was like, wait, we want to sell these with value minis. Why are you not
putting them on discs?
And in the end, you know, they sold nearly 3.2 million of these games.
That's
so
insane.
Of the three games, the three each of them. Yeah,
you gotta be kidding me.
I mean,
you got them with a value menu.
I mean, yeah, but that.
Hey, I'm gonna go get a burger, and I want $4 more. I'm upcharged. Is the video game?
Hold on, you're telling me over 3 million people went to Burger King?
Mason has a weird like hatred of Burger King.
I don't like Burger King. It's not my thing.
But
man.
You know, fair.
It's not my thing. I don't like it. I don't like Burger King. I mean,
nothing Burger King. You'd just be like, I'm going to be indifferent to nothing to Burger King. But you have like this raging, burning hatred in your soul that just comes out at the King. You see the King and you're like, all the trauma of my life I want to take out on you.
I see that really big mascot head and the red mist comes over me. Like, kill the Burger King. Anyways.
I think I see what they were trying to do here.
It's Black Ops. What's the numbers, Mason? What do the numbers mean, Mason? But instead of the numbers in Black Ops, it's just what's the combo number of the Burger King menu?
What number is the Whopper, Mason? What number is the Whopper?
I think, again, they were meant to be Xbox Arcade games on Xbox Live. As the big Xbox Live launching was happening at that point, like they were that was the big boom at the time. And this feels like each of these individual games feels like something I would download on my phone a phone game.
It does have, they do have very big mobile game energy.
That's really what it feels
at
like.
At least this one did.
Yeah. And again, we know from when we covered Sneak King, that Blitz wanted to do a lot more with Sneak King. I would assume they probably wanted to do a lot more with this game, and Burger King was like, no, we gotta sell Whoppers.
Yeah.
Whoppers important. Sell to Whoppers. You can't have doing a whole lot of extra. You just want, the King needs to be charming and wonderful and definitely not terrified at all.
We need this game out yesterday.
So, like, again, and Blitz won awards for these games. awards in advertising.
Yeah, award, yep. And they won a, what was it called? A Golden Clio?
Yeah. And I think even more so than Sneak King, although Sneak King was a lot of it, this is very much an advertisement. It's a good advertisement. Like, it's a well-done, well-thought-out, you're playing an advertisement.
I don't know. I guess... To be fair, if I was playing this game, there's a high probability that I had already eaten I had already bought from Burger King. But if I had, was just like if I had down if I something had compelled me into downloading this game online from Xbox Live without having gone to Burger King beforehand, I can't think of anything in this game that makes me go, you know what I'm hungry for? Some of them chicken fries. There's another food item that Burger King makes. I can joke about that instead of Whoppers.
Mason being like, I know the menu. But we're gonna continue talking. There's gonna be random things, but again, we're reaching for things to say about this game because there's really not much there.
Okay, you wanna know a really odd nitpicky complaint I have?
Oh yes, please do tell.
The roster.
Yes.
So
I don't know what you could possibly say about the roster.
Oh, you watch. I have the autism, which means I know 90s obscure mascots. Where the fuck are the Burger King Kids Club?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are they? You had all these rosters you needed to fill out, and instead you have Brent or Jenny
or Tiffany. My mortal enemy, I spotted you,
or
Tiffany.
Brooke. Who cares about all them? Where's Kid Cool or all those guys?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are the Burger King
Kids? This feels like an opportunity to bring back some of those like old ideas and things like that. And maybe Burger King nixed some things like that. Maybe that you know, they didn't want it. But honestly, like, that feels like a really fun idea. Like, generations, coming to a party game, all the different generations of the Burger King evolution. All the map designs feel very like county fair ride aesthetic.
Yeah. And that's the point, but also
can you imagine if it was like different generations of Burger Kings?
What if you were like, playing them like the Burger King playpen?
Yeah. Like, those are the kind of things that, like, I think could have, like, and again, we're talking about the aesthetic of a silly party game with bumper cars. But, like, there's just, and we said things kind of similar when Sneak King was like, why are we in this area when there could have been these things they could have been doing or delivering or things like that? These games especially kind of feel like at times missed opportunities for the aesthetic to really like lean into some of these things, like lean into the history of Burger King, you know, lean into some of these things. It'd be like as if they made a game, if McDonald's made the same game and only had Ronald McDonald and a McFlurry as there, but they're like, but like, not the Hamburglar or
no Grimace, no Hamburglar, no the Bird Chick, whatever her name is. Is it just Birdie?
I think so.
It's just Birdie.
It might be.
So like
they had a cartoon.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the McDonald's Kids is a game. McKids is it?
It's McKids.
McKids. There's just a Super Mario Bros. Ripoff.
Yeah. There's like. There's another one where it's like Ronald's Adventures and Wacky Panda or whatever.
And there's also, we talked about, there's the Wendy's Sega game, I think. It might be on Super Nintendo as well, So, like, fast food or advertisers, it's not unfamiliar for them to find their way into video games. No. And while Mason and I are on one side versus Thomas is on Sneak King, there is enjoyment to be had in these things. We talked a lot about when we played Eminem's Adventure. Like, you know, there are a lot of opportunities to create fun, interesting games from it. And for me, Sneak King was that. Big Bumpin', however, was just, I don't hate that I played it. I'm not going to say that. I don't really get there. But it's like, I could see myself going back to Sneak King.
It wasn't like a waste of time.
No.
Because we spent 30 goddamn minutes on it. There's not much time.
No, and we stretched out my plane some extra stuff and tried. There's nothing. This is the most bare bones game, I think, in terms of just content. Like, Eminem's Adventure was really bare bones, like the most bare bones shovelware type of game. This feels like, but that was more like there wasn't a menu and there wasn't things. This is just like you have four little arcade games to play. And I guess it feels like a game that you would have bought for $4.
It does. It feels less like a full game than Sneak King did.
Mm-hmm.
It felt more like a full game.
Sneak King is incredibly repetitive. You do the same thing over and over and over again. But again, Mason and I fall on the night. We could sit and do that for a few hours. Whereas this game, I can't imagine playing more than 10, 15, 20 minutes of it.
No.
And again, you do have the option of being able to play four players, which is, remember, Sneak King was something they wanted multiplayer, and Burger King nixed that idea because they didn't want the
right.
King doing stuff.
Yeah.
So there is at least a multiplayer aspect to this game, and that I can't imagine playing this by myself. Like, that's just the truth. Like, we sat and had fun for 30-ish minutes, you know, playing it, but, like, could you imagine sitting down and by yourself being like, man, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to sit down, crack a cold one, and play Big Bumpin'.
Yeah, you know what I'm in the mood for. Bumpin' Bigly.
And I think
there are a few things that would be sadder.
Very few.
This is the game you play when you have the weekend with your kid. Oh, that was sad. That was sadder than I thought it was, saying it out loud. Anyway.
And I think the biggest, outside of the content in this game, the lack of content that there is, the biggest complaint I have, none of it controls well.
You use one analog stick.
Yeah. That's the entire game, and you can hit A to get a little bit of a speed boost. When you're going around, and you can, it lets you, like, there's no meter or anything on there, but, like, you can hit it, it'll give you a speed boost, you have to wait a few amount of seconds before you can hit it again.
I didn't notice that shit.
And then
I
you can pick up items, none of the items really matter.
Did anything.
Yeah, that was the thing that was, like,
there's, like, a speed boost, and that was the only one that actually had some.
It was like one that was like a beam that connected two bumper cars. Did that do any? Did that?
You could like pull someone away for it and things like that. So like I could see if it was implemented better how you use it, but yeah, it really didn't. And then there's like the like barrier around you that doesn't really block people. I see the idea. I do see the idea of this game, and I do see like a multiplayer party game where you sit down and you play and you have a lot of it. It's a Mario Party mixed with kind of a little Mario Kart. Like, you're kind of mixing it.
Like
I see
that. A game centered around bumper cars, that's actually kind of a good idea. I can't think of any other games that are like that. I can think of, like, Demolition Derby centered games, but not, like,
bumper car-based. There's an idea here. The problem is it's in the hands of developers who were given, I'm going to be generous and say, the cost of a value pack to make it.
Yeah, because in the end of the day, these games were not made to be games. They were made to be advertisements. And that's the big thing. They were made to get people to buy a Whopper or play spicy chicken and be like, I could use a spicy chicken, you know, or to look at going to Burger King and buying whatever was on the menu in 2006.
Just wait a year, you can get that Spider-Man 3 combo, baby.
Jeez.
And you wait a couple of years, you can get Burger King had the tie-in with the J.J. Abrams Star Trek, where you had the Star Trek glass, like the cups and things
that.
I do know that because I went and got them. Anyway, surprise! The nerd went and did nerd things.
I shouldn't be surprised.
We're a podcast that's talking about Big Bumpin', but that's the least pathetic thing that's been going on this year.
I'm like, don't worry, we're going to talk about Big Bumpin', but I went and did Star Trek things, this wildly popular franchise.
Wow.
But I do think Thomas's complaint about kind of the roster and the characters, and then don't say you have character creation. Don't put the name character creation.
Character creation there if it's literally just moving a dial until your shirt is green instead of black.
At the very least, call it character
customization.
Customization.
Customize a character or something like that.
It's not creating.
We booted it up and I was like, oh, a character creation escape? Okay.
It's the same as like when you see people online taking like a video game character model, putting it in grayscale, and calling it their own art, which I have seen. It's the same. It's that in video game form.
It just That is, I think that's the thing, is like the game, like if there wasn't anything, if there hadn't been a character creation there and it, or it called something else, like that's how we started the game. Booted up and I was like, oh, that's cool. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's it. And immediately I was like, take my mood when we played Here Comes the Pain versus this, where Thomas and I started out in Here Comes the Pain with a character creation of this awesome character creation. I was like, it doesn't matter the rest of the game. I'm literally going to be so pumped because this was so cool. Like, I'm coming to this great move. And we started this game with the worst character creation I've ever seen. And I was like, I'm in a bad mood now. Just in a bad mood.
It goes back to what I said at the beginning, where I was like, we've played games with the bare minimum, but this is worse because it is the bare minimum and it's trying to act like it's not. Mm-hmm. And that's worse.
That falls at King. That falls at King Games and Burger King more than I would say Blitz Games. Because as I said, Blitz Games is a studio that has done did a lot of good games over the time period. They did a lot of games until 2013 when they were no more. Because
rest in peace. Rip in peace.
But like because in 2006 they made the Burger King games, SpongeBob SquarePants, Creature from the Krusty Krab. They made a Reservoir Dogs game and Bratz Forever Diamonds. So, not a great year, honestly, in 2006.
What else did King Games do?
They did Sneak King, and they did Pocket Bikeracer, and
yeah, I think that's it. Yep.
I said that as mostly a joke because I knew that, but I'm glad you went with you. Glad you took that serious.
The funny thing is, I don't think King Games is technically defunct. I think it still exists. So there might be some, like, in the Burger King corporate offices, there's like two or three people that are like, yeah, I'm the VP of King Games. What are you doing today? Well, you know, we were just sitting and playing look at my island on Animal Crossing right now. Like,
you know what? This pile of money I'm sitting on feels really nice today.
There's nothing on the Wikipedia page that says it's defunct. They may have shut it down after all this, but
we are just like days away from King Games coming back with their Fortnite clone. That's what's coming next.
No, what's going to happen is we're going to get a Final Fantasy 17 trailer, and then the king's going to drop down. It's going to be the main character, baby.
Look, I am still traumatized from the Summer Game Award, Summer Game Fest, when they started the Final Fantasy 7 trailer. They were like a big announcement, and then it was for Taco Bell and DoorDash.
You got the trailer, you whiny bitch.
But I'm still traumatized. Jeff Keighley, you know what you did to me. But
I'd be like that.
Imagine being a fan of a real franchise. No, I'm kidding.
It's like being mad at somebody like who Big comes Bumper. Up to you and is like, I'm gonna give you some candy, slapping you in the face and then giving you the candy. Like, they still gave you the candy.
Okay, yeah, if they slap me in the face, I'm still punching them back.
And then taking more of their candy.
This metaphor didn't work. Anyways.
Yeah, no, it really fell apart.
Like if someone went up to you, gave you candy, and went, haha, psych. Haha, psych again. Here's the candy. I'd just be confused.
Mason comes up with a metaphor that falls apart really quickly. That has never happened on this podcast, ever.
Hey, mark your bingo card, folks.
Mark that bingo card. I mean, I don't really... I guess we could talk about the graphics.
What?
They're there.
They're there. They exist. Like, yeah, this is...
Pretty decent for original Xbox because it also came out on the 360.
Mm-hmm. And like we joked when we were getting destroyed by Tiffany in hockey. It was either Tiffany or Mason scoring on own goal. But
shut up.
Like they all have one emote where they kind of
clap.
Which they wave their hands or something.
Oh, missed. Joke opportunity here. They should have had the Whopper Jr. character trying to clap up because they're in the big suit. They're like, God damn it. Like, they can't reach.
Yeah. Yeah. But that would have meant that these characters would have had have to have personality.
Oh, I know. Which means it wouldn't have happened.
Which, at least in Sneak King, the king has this, does goofy dances and giving things and has personality.
Thomas, you're asking the developers of Big Bumpin' to move their character models more than once. their rendering system is going to implode.
They wanted so much more for Sneak King. I wonder if there's not much on what they wanted for this game, whereas like Sneak King, we knew they had an idea of kind of like a spy versus spy thing they wanted to do that got shut down. But this game is a game. It's an arcade game that has some enjoyment. And again, I think if you had some young kids, you could sit down and play with, you know, play a couple of the modes and they would have fun. I do think there is a bare minimum here that you could have fun, but I'm reaching, like I really am reaching here when I say that, because it just...
I've used this phrase before, and I don't think anything else, I don't think it applies to anything more than this game. It really is one of the games of all time. That's it.
Yeah. What it is. Yeah. And again, I'm not gonna be upset that I played it. I'm not gonna be bit out of shape that I own this game. Like I just because it's cheap. It is meant to be an advertisement. I get it. But also, like, there was just something, like, there was something just kind of, like, sad and disappointing in this. Like, oh, this really is nothing. Like, there's really very little to this. And again, like, it's not like when we booted up Jim Henson's The Muppets and we're like, oh, he's bad. Why?
Well, because there wasn't any expectations
for it. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying is like, if this had been like, if we were booting up Big Bumpin' and it was tied into some other big franchise and it was just all a lot more disappointing than, say, what the Burger King game got. But I was hoping for more just like fun with my buds here playing it, and we didn't get that.
If we were like massive Burger King fans for some reason and had extremely high expectations for this game and then got disappointed. Mm-hmm. That's what
you don't know the lore?
I don't know the Burger King lore.
Man. The Attack on Kamala and the Whopper Frontier. That hits me every time, brother.
Do we think someone has made a character sheet for the king in D&D?
I've made a character sheet for everyone in D&D. You made a character sheet for your mom in D&D.
I'm waiting.
And I don't mean that as a your mom joke. I mean, literally, look up your mom, and there's probably a character sheet with that title on there.
I want to know.
Are we going to end up with like a Dune parody just called King?
Has somebody taken all of like the fast food mascots and run like a D&D campaign?
King sounds like a Napoleon clone.
It does sound like Napoleon clone or something along those lines. If the king starts invading all of Europe, that's going to be interesting.
D&D with the food mascots characters. Look, honestly, I'd watch it. Maybe call me a consumer, but I'd watch it.
I mean, we said that when we played M&M's. It's like, yeah, look, we get it. We're playing the M&M's. We like them. They're fun. Yeah. Like, that's interesting. I've said many times, I have a weird affinity for fast food mascots and cereal mascots. Those are my two, like, advertisement product mascots that can be made into games and things like that, that I have a weird affinity for, that I like them. So yeah, I'd sit down and play a D&D campaign with the fast food mascots, the great war of Ronald and the King fighting each other.
Ronald and the King.
But Big Bumpin' wasn't it.
No,
it just wasn't. But on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. The first is, how does it hold up?
No.
I was waiting for something on that.
Moving on. Next question.
I guess we could say the caveat, can we said, it is what it was in 2006.
Yeah.
Which wasn't much, and it isn't now.
I
don't understand the 7 out of 10 rating, but also, I guess comparatively.
Yeah, I still am kind of flabbergasted that this was the one that was reviewed the best.
I probably
would have that as a 7 out of 10 out of 14 reviews on GameSpot.
So. It probably holds up worse than it did in 2000. What was it? Six? What did you say? 6? Because at least in 2006, you would have gotten food with it. That's a positive.
That's true. If you tried to hold on to your food till now, it's probably your Burger King's not good 18 years later.
Probably tastes the same. Anyways.
Mason again, takes a shot at Burger King.
Again, the only ones with, like, some actual meat still in it.
Hi, Burger King. Don't listen to Mason. You should support What the Bleep Are You Playing. We would really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
If we got sponsored by Burger King, I will take back everything I've ever said.
That's a lie. I will never surrender.
What the Beep Bleep Are You Playing brought to you
by Burger King. Of course, we have to shill every episode. Subscribe to our Patreon and buy a tasty Whopper.
With every subscription, you get a number one, a Whopper value menu, and a delicious Coca-Cola. Found you at Burger King.
I, for one, will not bow to corporate sponsorship.
With Mason has been replaced as the third member is now the king.
Yeah, King, what did you think of this rhythm game? You always say that. No, this game doesn't hold up.
No, it doesn't. The second question we ask of every game that we play. Would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting? You guys want to see a remake of Big Bubba?
Unreal Engine 5, baby. Let's go, lads. No, I don't.
No.
I want Big Bumpin' with ray tracing.
Like, could you take this idea and make a new game out of it that plays with the bumper cars, that has mascots, whether it's Burger King or whatever? Sure, you could do that. Whereas Sneak King, I think even Thomas can agree at the bare bones of Sneak King, there was something you could have maybe built another game out of. This is just a party game.
Don't assume anything of me. No, that's but fair. You're right.
My assumption was correct. I don't think... Because usually I can come up with a way to, like, oh, well, what if we made it this way and this way? And, you know, you did all this, and it's like, well, that's nothing like the game anymore. That's basically what got there. Like, what if you just made a good game?
And again, Mason said, the idea of a party game or a racing game surrounding bumper cars, not a bad idea, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily need the king stamped onto it.
Yeah. Maybe if you could find something with the aesthetic of, like, Burger King through the years and you were playing different party games and like that, there's something maybe there. But this specific game, Big Bumpin' with bumper cars, I'm not necessarily thinking there's anything to play. Like you, but again, like there is in all of the fast food mascot library history, there's different games you could make, even just party games, from how much they've changed over the years. Like, can you imagine playing some form of game like this, party games, but it takes place in like a Burger King in the 1980s, a Burger King in the 1990s, the 2000s, how fast food has changed each decade and things like that. There's something that could be done there. But I can't imagine Burger King being like, yep, AAA studio, here is wad of cash, go make crazy big video game.
All right, after Star Wars Outlaws, the next Ubisoft sandbox. Let's go, lads.
Jeez.
It's just called The King.
Yeah, it's just called The King.
Yeah.
And it's a Ghost Recon clone.
I was like, the King is trying to find prospective franchisees to make Burger Kings out there.
I was going to say they could have made it like a 3D GTA clone and called it Burger Town, but that's already a thing in a different game, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's in
Modern Warfare 2.
That's in Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, they'd be ripping that off.
Check the Burger Town.
Yeah, that.
So yeah, Mason, you don't want to remake it?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah.
Why would anybody?
No remakes or reimaginings on this one, I think.
No.
So, yeah, that's Big Bumpin'. It's a game that we played and then talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters in the Scream Arena. Masters of Tarascasi. Math Blasters. This game.
I'm on a roll.
What's the pattern?
Sean is on a roll this season. Sean was like, you know, Mason's picked a lot of bad games. I need to take that burden off of him.
Y'all came at me for my Go Vacation M&M's combo.
Sean made season 3
You've picked one good game this season, Sean.
Oh, you didn't include Dragon Ball Evolution.
You picked one good game. No, I'm saying in the...
You need to.
Don't worry, I end stronger. Maybe.
Okay, you need to get. You need to get back.
But yeah, man. we've played Big Bumpin'. What do you guys think? What do you think of the Burger King games?
What would you do with the Unreal Engine 5 Burger King game?
What do you think of Burger King?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like it? I'm genuinely curious.
What do you like it? What Burger King meal would you order, Mason? Well, let us know. Send us an email, bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That's bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Saved by Thomas. I really, legitimately, if any question has ever been asked, I just want every person who listens to this to send us an email at bleepyouplaying@gmail.com just saying what they would order Mason off the Burger King
menu. We get a request on Patreon, but it's like, I don't want you guys to play a game. I just want Mason to eat a Whopper.
And record it.
Yeah, well, you could do that. On our Patreon, subscribe to our Super Bleephead tier. $15 a month. Patreon.com/whatthebleep. All you got to do is give us a little money, and we'll do a game for you. Or eat a Whopper. That maybe is now a caveat. Yeah, it's a new caveat. Mason will eat Whopper for $15 a month.
That's just going to be another tier on the Patreon. It's $8 because that's about the cost of a Whopper. So
the Whopper
tier. So if you see a new tier on our Patreon, patreon.com/whatthebleep, it's because this episode. So congrats, everybody. Yeah. We'll be back with a better game next time. I promise. Maybe. We'll see.
It is.
Burn it.